This is Stacey Marshall with Printwear Magazine.
Matt Vassallo with the RhinestoneWorld.com.
Richard Greaves with ScreenMaking.com.
Brian Walker with RTP Apparel.
This is Peter Walsh with M&R, and you're listening to the Two Regular Guys Podcast.
Podcast
hosted by
Terry Combs.
And
Aaron Montgomery.
Keep on listening.
I don't know if these guys are that regular.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, September 24th, 2021. I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at oursuccessgroup.com. Terry, today we're going to be talking with Greg Farmer and Chris Saunders of Instagraphic System. And the conversation is going to be all things heat press, the center of a lot of decorators' universe. So, without that heat press, we just can't do what we do. So we are excited to talk with Greg and Chris and everything that they've got going on over there at Instagraphic System. So going to be a good one today, Terry.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris and I go way back in the industry, so it'll be fun to talk to both Chris and Greg today. And Aaron, September 24th, it's fall already. Did you, aware of that?
Well, it's still, I heard it was still above 100 there in Phoenix. So, I guess.
Well, for us, as I've said before, we just moved out of Uber summer and now we're in just regular summer.
Regular summer. Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So and then we have Christmas and then we're back to summer.
Gotcha. So you've actually put shirts that have sleeves on now, right?
Don't get me wrong. Nice. I'm still wearing shorts right now. But
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I had to go to the office yesterday, so I had to put on long pants. So
Wow. You had to go find those, huh?
Yeah. Awesome. Still fit?
Yep. All right. Well, let's check in with some of the regulators tuned in this morning. We've got Jerry. Good morning. Thank you for being here. And a friend of the show, Cheryl Kuchek, with us. Hello, Cheryl. Nice to see you as well. Thanks for being here. And Ramona, ding, ding. We are here. It's Friday. Exciting day. Always a great day on Friday. And then we've got Kim Johnson tuning in, probably to check your stories, Terry. I'm just
to see if I'm repeating any stories. She's actually sitting out on the patio right now.
Okay. All right. Well, tell her that the internet is, she can't watch, right? No, just kidding. All right. And then we've got Frank tuning in and Chuck and Jeff Fuller and Kathleen and Kristen and Todd. Awesome. So, great stuff happening. Appreciate all you guys tuning in. Terry, not a ton of news happening right now. Things are kind of holding. Last couple of shows of the year coming up here. Pittsburgh is soon, right?
It is.
Or
it
today.
That's right. It's today and tomorrow. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
I was thinking next week, but yeah, you're exactly right.
Pittsburgh, and then there's Charlotte to wrap up the year. And then, in fact, maybe if we have some time today, we will share the 2022 schedule that we have so far and then go from there. So, not a whole lot of news happening necessarily right now. So,
I think everybody's sitting on their hands until January for the Impressions Expo.
Definitely. Now, if you do have any news items, please do feel free to reach out to us. Just send those over to info@tworegularguys.com and we would be happy to share that in this news section here. But also the important part here, and if you guys have any of these that you'd like to share, please feel free to do that as well. But Terry, I believe you have a dad joke for us.
I do. And Aaron, I have a theme now because last week I had a ghost dad joke and I have another one this week. So I ran across this one. I thought, I have to this. So
got to be added for sure.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
What do you call a ghost chicken?
What do you call a ghost chicken?
A poltergeist.
Oh my, very, very
all
good,
my favorite Terry. Things. Ghosts, chicken.
Yeah, chicken wings. Nice, man. That's a good one. All right. Well, I said, if you guys have either news or dad jokes you'd like to share, please make sure that you
five things.
Yeah. Or five things. Definitely another good one, Terry. Thank you. We can talk about that towards the end here, but let's get to our guests here pretty quick here, Terry. So let's do a little last minute housekeeping and a quick advertisement, and then we will dive right in.
All right. We want to thank everybody for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. If you are interested in being a guest, reach out to us at calendly.com/2 regular guys with your show ideas, or you can be a guest or just give us some ideas about what you'd like us to talk about, or bring some other guests on to discuss a subject of interest to you. So if you're listening to the podcast version of the show, we would appreciate you sharing with all of your industry friends so they can become regulators too. And we would appreciate any reviews you have wherever you listen to podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts. We are everywhere. So it's very helpful to us if you go on there and give us a review. And if you're watching live right now, please join in with your comments and questions about all things heat press.
Yeah, this is going to be a great conversation today. So again, like Terry said, get out there and let people know to come tune in right now. In fact, we've got more regulators bouncing in. I just saw Lenny say good morning. And I know Eric is in the lobby shaking his head still over the dad joke. So you've got all the good people here hanging out ready to go. Well, let's hear a quick word about our success group, and then we will come back with Greg and Chris. Hey there, small business superhero. Feeling overwhelmed trying to grow your business, dealing with the fallout of COVID, trying to make ends meet and juggling a work-life balance, all while feeling guilty about whoever you might be letting down? Are you looking for help but see other businesses succeeding and think you have to figure it out all on your own? I can imagine what you're going through, and I am so grateful that you took this time to hear me out. You are not alone, and I'd like to share a fact that not everyone is always open about sharing. Success is a team sport. By learning from successful decorators and through the Success Principles certification, our success group can support you with a proven business success system. We know you don't want to continue feeling lost and overwhelmed. We know that you're not in business to lose money and not even know it until it's too late. If you buy now, you will save $200 by using the coupon code 2RG at oursuccessgroup.com/5keys. That's the number 5 keys. This is a limited time savings opportunity. Invest in the 5 keys online training program today to get the foundation you deserve for your small business. All right. Well, thanks very much for listening in. And if there's anything that we can do to help over at our success group, again, oursuccessgroup.com/5keys is our foundational program. And if you use the coupon code 2RGs, you do get $200 off that. So, all right, Terry. Well, are we ready to welcome in our guests here?
Let's bring them in.
All right. Well, we would like to welcome into the show Greg Farmer and Chris Saunders with Instagraphic Systems. And so welcome in, guys. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time. Let's just dive right in with Chris. Maybe give us a little bit of your background and tell us a little bit about you, and then pass that over to Greg so we can know who we're talking to here.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us, both of you. I know both of you in the industry for quite some time. Yep. I am a veteran. I've been with Insta 30 plus years. Probably have seen everyone at a trade show somewhere around the world.
Right.
I've held various positions at Instagraphic Systems. Currently, I am the director of sales and marketing for the company. Focusing mostly on heat press machines, which most of you know me for and see me at the shows. I am overseeing the international division for the company and have done so for 20 plus years. And right now, with the new addition of Greg, I'm going to let you hear from him direct, but I'm going to come back about Insta in just a minute. So Greg, okay. Take over for a sec.
Awesome.
Hey, it's great to meet both of you guys. I'm a little different than Chris. I don't have 30 plus years in the industry. I'm brand new, but Chris has been showing me the ropes. I've been with the team here for about 6 months, I guess, now.
Nice.
And my background is in sales, but is in more on the fashion side. I've sold to retailers things like watches and eyewear. Nice. And footwear. So that's kind of my background. Had a little shakeup in my career with the pandemic, as so many people did. And Chris came and scooped me up and said, I'm going to teach you how to sell heat presses. So here I am learning the ropes.
But yeah, well,
Oh,
I was just going to say, you've got a great mentor there. Like Chris says, we've known each other for a long time. And I know Terry and Chris have known each other for a long time. So not many people with a whole lot more experience than Chris when it comes to the heat press. But Terry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, did that conversation start with, so what's a heat press?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Nice, nice.
Well, Chris, did you want to talk a little bit about Insta also?
I just want to say a couple words. So sure. Insta has been a business over 60 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we focus on two primary products. It's a custom heat transfer and then, of course, the heat press machines. But as we know in the industry, you need two to make something. And it's the total solution that we really focus on in the industry to provide to our customers. Our market base is quite varied. We sell to everything from medical to mom and pop shops to high-end manufacturers around the globe. Nice. And the good thing is we have a heat press for everyone. And we also have a transfer for everyone that works. So yes. we really pride ourselves in quality, reliability, and workmanship in the industry in both our product lines.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I like the way you added a transfer that works.
That's helpful. That's really helpful, right?
Yeah. It's part of the formula. That's for sure. I threw an extra question in here because, we get a lot of comments and questions about those cheap import $300 heat presses that you see on Amazon and places like that. Any comment, Greg? I think that you've been in the business for a short time, but any comments about those? Hey, I've got a great deal for you, heat presses.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think people end up getting those maybe when they're kind of just discovering it as a hobby or something like that. And sure. There's not necessarily anything wrong with that, but if you're going to start, using transfers in any kind of volume, even not even serious volume, just using on a regular basis. And especially if you're going to try to be selling your product to somebody and it's not just a hobby that you're doing for your friends or something like that, those are probably not a very good fit. The three things we talk about with a heat press are time, temperature, and pressure.
Yep.
And with one of those kind of low cost presses, the temperature and the pressure are probably not going to be consistent, and they're probably not going to be even across the platen. That's one of the things that we're known for, is that all of our presses have incredibly even heat and temperature across the platen, and that's really the recipe for success, I guess. So.
Yeah. Chris, what about your thoughts on those? I know you've seen lots of those throughout your career. People buy those and then end up, a couple months later with basically a boat anchor. So how do you talk to people about that?
Well, it's exactly what Greg said. You get what you pay for. So yes, it gets them in the industry really quick, very cheaply, but is it the right solution? Not. With the influx of what came from the Far East, we know what happened in the industry. Yes, they're a boat anchor. Yes, they try it. It's their little sample is what I call it. And, 2 or 3 months later, they call up, we can't use it. Even a distributor that sells maybe a Chinese machine will also come back and look for that quality machine. We just have to remember in the industry, the heat press is the tool.
Yeah.
It's the tool to put on the perfect application. So, the investment is a little bit of an investment, but it's something you have forever to make the perfect transfer, the perfect application every time. So people learn by their mistakes. And unfortunately, those cheap low-end machines have ruined the industry for a little bit, but people are now turning around and seeing how important that heat press is.
Yeah. I think that's probably the comment there, that ruining, because what happens is people get that and then they don't put out quality products. They don't, you know, like Greg was talking about, there's not even heat and pressure. And so therefore they're putting out products that don't wash well or crack or whatever the issue may be. There's even a comment in here that we'll get to in a moment from Justin about the ghosting marks, things like that. So yeah, thank you guys for clearing that up to kind of start us off on this quick journey here. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about, Chris, those decorators who want to customize a variety of products. You know, they've kind of got a wider range from transfers. Maybe they're doing some sublimation. Maybe they're got some, you know, other things that they're doing in there. Is there a particular style of heat press that you would recommend?
Basically, there would be two models I would recommend, a swing away manual or an automatic swing away. And why that? Having a swing away allows you, as we all know, the platen is away and off from the bottom. So it allows you to put something in and drape it that might be thicker that you need to print on. It also allows a clearance between the platens to print something, i.e. like what I have in front of me, a notebook.
Yeah.
I mean, having the variety of products, and we're going to show that where you can, what we call the world dress, something like this, for example, we've done for the holidays, where you can put a bag over the bottom platen and print something really cute for the holidays, or even have fun, put it on, and have a chef hat.
Nice.
So with a smaller platen, you actually can put that transfer on and brand. And I think people forget, you know, with a heat press, it's not just for those flat t-shirt sweatshirts. There is a variety that you can print on. We have a shoe platen. You can brand a shoe on the side with a name and a number. A lot of people are doing it on the back of the heel. This is nice. Really simple to do with a heat press. Something else, believe it or not, and I don't know if you can see it, branding on umbrellas, wow. Outdoor wear. I mean, as everybody knows right now, the products that are outdoors are crazy. You can't even get an umbrella now to put outside for your picnic tables, but branding umbrellas, I mean, it's limitless. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that swing away is, yeah. I mean, I know that I've got some loss of skin and hair on the backs of my knuckles from clamshells, right?
Right. So
okay.
Let's talk a minute about a clamshell, because a lot of people use it right now for pre and post curing for the DTG market. Yeah. It really has its place, and especially the ones with the auto release, where you're putting your garment in, it has to sit there. Terry, you know this better than I, for a period of time, and then opens. But it's doing a pre and a post cure where you're not digging under there to put a transfer and make sure the placement's perfect. So absolutely there is market for the clam press, but for us, if you're doing different branding on different products, having the ability of that interchangeable lower platen, the swing away feature featuring, you know, using your whole platen is really what I call the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, and when we have customers as vendors call and say, hey, I want to buy XYZ heat press, our first question has to be, well, what's your end use? What do you plan on decorating? And because that's going to determine what product that you buy. So be prepared if you're calling to ask for a heat press to talk about what you're doing today and what you might want to do tomorrow, because that's going to determine, you know, what direction you're going to go with it.
Yeah,
exactly. Perfect. And the beauty of it is with our heat press line and a lot of the others, you know, there is a heat press for everyone. Is it that entry level small? Does it go all the way up for the mass sublimation design? Is it a dual platen? Is it automatic? Is it manual? So, you know, having that portfolio of products is also very helpful.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, Jerry Dyke says, I lust after a swing away. So
call me.
Call Chris for sure. Call Chris or Greg there. Awesome. Hey, Terry, can I get one of the regulators' questions in here real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
And guys, we're going to just throw this kind of little bit of a curveball at you, but maybe you got some suggestions here real quick. So Justin asks, how do you suggest combating the ghosting marks left on dark garments from the heat press? Do you guys have any tips on that?
So and Chris will probably expand on this a little bit after me, but one of the things we recommend is doing like a Pellon window. So, you know, cut whatever the shape your transfer is, cut out that, you know, exact shape in a piece of Pellon and put that over the shirt and then place the transfer in there. And that way it just gives a little bit of a buffer between the heat press and your substrate, for the rest of the part around the transfer. You can also, we had a customer recently that was kind of, struggling with that a little bit, and we were able to get a really nice result for them. But we have an R&D guy here who got on a call, and we had them try a whole bunch of different methods. But one of the things we did too is we had them lower the pressure, because the type of transfer they were using, and this could be, if you're getting really bad marks, you might want to check the type of transfer you're using, because they were at a pretty high pressure and they didn't really need to be. So sometimes what's happening there is the high pressure is kind of flattening out the fibers in the shirt. And that's actually what the mark is coming from. And that will sometimes come out if you wash it as well. But they didn't want to have to wash it. They wanted the mark not to be there, which makes sense. So we had them lower the pressure significantly, and that actually reduced it by probably 90%. And then with adding like a Pellon window in, it was pretty much not there at all.
Nice.
Chris, I don't know if you want to expand a little bit, but
The other thing that helps too is interchangeable lower platens, because on our heat presses, we know the heat comes from the top. It's the constant. But when you go into a smaller platen on the bottom, that also we only want to be pressing what your actual logo size is. So your across the platen, your inches that you're pressing, reduce that as well. And like Greg says, the other two options are beautiful. Ghosting in general also comes from using a clam press auto release.
Gotcha. Yeah.
A swing away is across the platen and down. A clam press is here, down, and when it opens, you will see this and then up. So ghosting is a couple different ways, depending on the heat press that you're using, but we're happy to answer any questions that they have, and we'll give an email address as well at the end of the show.
Awesome. Great.
You know, I don't think a lot of folks realize that there are different size platens that you can have on a heat press. Even, you know, your 16 by 20 heat element, but you can have an 8 by 8 or whatever size platen underneath there. So that's a great tip for different types of products.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, so valuable. I mean, just for printing on shoes, we can print on shoes with an accessory platen. We can print two small left chest or pants with a double sleeve platen. So those are really handy. And most of our manufacturers, when they order a set of accessory platens to have available to them.
Oh, nice. Very good. Very good. Well, let's talk about current decorators that don't necessarily have a heat press. And I know in my screen printing classes, I always say, buy a heat press. You will need it sooner rather than later, even though you're a screen printer, because there's so many things you're going to use it for. But Greg, what are some of the items that will help a current decorator make that easy transition into being a heat press decorator?
Chris just whispered in my ear, color copy paper. So I guess it depends on if they're, you know, ordering their custom transfers from somebody like us, or if they have a sublimation or a dye sub printer that they're using, or
vinyl,
rhinestones, or even like a white toner printer. So all of those different things are going to require different things. You know, with vinyl, you're going to need a vinyl cutter. For the different types of printers, you're going to need specialty paper for those different types of printers.
Right.
And we have one of the great things at Insta, we have partnerships with companies that do, I mean, everything you can imagine in this industry. So we love to connect our customers with distributors or direct manufacturers or whatever it is that they need in order to sort of like accomplish those needs. So I don't know if Chris has anything to add. There's a whole bunch of different things that they could use, though, in terms of the actual heat press, like we mentioned, you know, accessory platens, Teflon covers, Teflon sheets, you know, Pellon to make Pellon windows. Do you have anything to add to that? Yeah.
I think, Terry, it's important, you know, with any screen printers, we are seeing a big, big increase in business with screen printers. And the heat transfer, as we all know right now, it's everything is printing on demand. I want it and I want it right now. Right. So the beauty of a transfer is you print the transfer, you can print 200, you can make one, you can make two. There's no setup with the screen printers. There's no setup of a large machine. A transfer you can make one off for branding. And it's a welcome addition to many screen printers and many large manufacturers. And it's a fairly cheap investment to get into.
Yeah.
You know, the example that I always give when I talk about buying a heat press, if you're a screen printer, first of all, is certainly numbers. But that if they're doing an event and it's a softball tournament, and guess what? A tropical storm went through and it rained all weekend, and you have dates on your graphic.
Well, yeah.
Then if you've printed up shirts, you're out of luck. If you printed up transfers, you're all good. You still have all those blank products and you can just print up some more transfers and off you go. And of course, you know, you guys sell transfers, but screen printers can print their own transfers as well. Plastisol transfers using the same inks they're using every day.
So. Yeah. Nice.
It's just a different method of branding, you know, but it is a huge addition to anybody's business to have that ability to cut vinyls, to order rhinestones, to do something with dimension and do something different than the current market that they're already focusing on. Just one other thing, we are seeing that it's one-stop shopping. People are going one place to get everything. So the more that you offer your customer base, or can expand with your customer base, the better.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, offering them a complete solution, you know, you're not saying here's your heat press, now go find this, this, and this.
Right.
Yeah.
No, so true. So true.
Nice. So Chris, let's, so we talked about some of the methods here. You know, you guys gave us a great list of potential. Greg kind of walked us through that and talked about that a little bit, but let's talk about the actual, products out there that you guys are seeing. What are some of these customizable products that you guys are seeing out there that tend to offer a little higher margin, which, you know, obviously the more margin we can get, the better off we're going to be. So
everybody's ears have perked up here. Make more money. Okay.
Make more money. Yeah.
Like I said, you know, customizing notebooks, anything you can do, customizing shoes, you know, it's not just the t-shirt, the sweatshirt market. I am seeing in the market that sport teams are bringing in heat presses to do jerseys on demand. Those jerseys are $150 to $250.
Yeah.
When we know how much it costs to letter a jersey or put a logo on the front. I mean, it's the added value that you're getting. Exactly. We've done towels, believe it or not, a blank towel and customized it. The tote bags you can get, Aaron, you know this as well as I do in the business, any kind of tote bag, you can get $15 to $20, you know, depending on what it is. Hats, $15 to $20. So, you know, think outside the box, but customization is really the name of the game, the Etsy's, the Amazon's, the down the road. It's endless. We have a very large customer that's customizing marble which sit on your table for a drink to go on to.
Wow.
Coasters. Thank you. Coasters. Huge, huge business. And the set of coasters is $25 for four.
Right.
Mouse pads, another example. Yep. So get yourself connected. We don't sell consumables, but I'm sure we can put a list up there. Someone that has a wealth of knowledge in the consumables, because there you're going to see the blank products that can be used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, Chris, and when you mentioned tote bags, I think that's a good lesson for people, because say, for instance, and our good friend Jay Bissell uses this example where there's a church picnic. Well, guess what? Not everybody there wants to wear a T-shirt. Not everybody's a T-shirt wearer. But a tote bag is a perfect a gift for them. They don't want a T-shirt. You know they're going to use that tote bag.
Look at all the tote bags right now in the grocery markets.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody printed those.
Yeah.
That's a huge market. Yeah. The other thing we talked about earlier, well, I don't want that T-shirt, but I'd sure like to have a little notebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is personalized. I mean, the notebook blanks aren't that much, but when you personalize it's a lot, and it's a great, great giveaway too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
I think I would, this is kind of you're talking about getting higher margin for things. One distributor I spoke to a couple months ago had a customer who was using metal sublimation blanks. So they do like the metal that has like a white sheen over it, so you can sublimate onto it.
Coating.
Yeah. And they were partnering with photographers and sublimating their photography onto those blanks, which is really beautiful. I don't know if you've ever seen that, those metal sheets that they do the photography on. And some of them were selling for thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And granted, a good chunk of that was going to the actual artist, of course, but the person doing the work was also taking a decent cut of that. And that's, I mean, the margin there is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, and partnering with wedding planners, partnering with pet groomers to put pet pictures on products, that sort of thing as well. So yeah, partnering up with somebody like that, that's like having somebody out there selling for you, you know, you're just taking the orders and doing the work. So that's a great way to increase your business and expand your profit margin.
If you look at the sign industry and the growth in that industry as well, huge. I mean, I recently went into a car dealership to get my car serviced. And Greg, it's perfect. I didn't even think about this. Every sign in there was a sublimated panel. Every single sign. Nothing was painted on the wall. Nothing was the old signage that you used to see. It was all sublimated.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not using a $300 heat press to sublimate those panels, because the blank panels themselves are pretty expensive. But, you know, like Greg was saying, there's so much margin in them that it makes it worthwhile. But yeah, you want to get that panel right the first time. So you need a quality heat press that's going to have direct pressure directly down onto it. And I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool things to bring up. So appreciate all that. Can we get kind of a question a little bit here real quick from one of the regulators? Ramona says she had a salesperson at one point for a product that will use a press tell me that with the small presses, hats, mugs, small surfaces, that they keep heat better. So it isn't important to buy the high-end press. She kind of said that just didn't sound right to me. You guys have any feedback on that? It doesn't really sound right to me either, but.
A smaller platen, of course, is going to be a little bit easier to heat up and cool down, right, than a large platen.
Sure.
So that might be what the person meant when they said that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's more factors to it than just that. Like for example, with those cheaper presses, the heating coil, the heating element inside of the platen, you know, it usually kind of goes like this or whatever, it weaves back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be as high quality.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes it's not one single piece that goes all the way through. That's the best quality, is one single heating element that goes all the way through, because then it's always like the same temperature. It's all connected to each other.
Yeah.
Whereas some of those have multiple heating elements in there. And I've actually seen on some of the cheaper presses where they advertise that like it was a good thing. It's not a good
thing. I love those guys.
But not good.
Let's turn this flaw into selling point.
Make it sound like a feature. Yeah. But so that can be an issue, but it also has to do with the electronics inside the machine too and the controller. So like our controllers, our press will never be 2.5 degrees hotter or colder than it you set it to. I mean, there may be some exceptions if you're pressing like a really unique substrate or something that really sucks the heat out of it, where it, maybe it takes it an extra 2 seconds or something like that. But generally, our machines are set to stay, you know, within that 5 degree up and down window.
Yeah.
And that's part of the way you get that really consistent heat. Whereas maybe with a cheap one, you know, they go cheap on the controller too. And the screen says it's still at 300, but in reality, it's the last mug you pressed or whatever dropped it down to 270 or something. And then you go to do your press again and, you know, whatever it might be. So,
yeah. And ruin product. And that just goes right in the trash. And that's money down the drain. So,
And Aaron, as Aaron was saying, you know, especially with the hard substrates, it'll really tell on you if you're using a cheap product. It's like a Chromalux, you know, sublimation metal panel. If you're using the wrong heat press, I mean, you can maybe get away with the occasional t-shirt, but even that, you know, your vinyl is going to be peeling in one spot on every shirt. And hey, what's wrong with my vinyl? Really? What's wrong with the vinyl?
Exactly. I mean, Terry, you talk about sublimation, and I think, you know, most of the people know, but the even heat consistency of constant heat at 385 or above to make the sublimation gases, you know, go into your substrate.
Yep.
Most heat presses, you know, to maintain that heat, that high heat, have to be a fairly good heat press.
Yeah,
right.
You're not going to find it on most Chinese. You just will not. That consistency.
Right. Yeah. And Chris, you referenced this before, too, when you said this is an investment. It's not like buying a car that loses value every year. A heat press, you know, you buy it today and 10, 15, 20 years from now, that same heat press is going to be in your shop. You know, it might look a little worse for wear after all those years, but it's still heating consistently if you buy a good quality heat press. So Aaron and I get on our soapbox all the time about do not cut corners on buying a heat press. That's just, you know, you get all the great products up to this point, and then use a cheap heat press to try to apply whatever method you're using. And it's just ridiculous to try to save, you know, $500-$700 at the very end of the process.
Absolutely right, Terry. And just one other step above that, maintaining your heat press. We just did a video, two or three videos, actually, what it takes to keep your heat press on.
Oh, that's
awesome. Our testimonials on our website, I mean, people have them 20, 30 years. Aaron, you know this.
Yep.
If they're taking care of them, it's built to last. So, I mean, your investment of AXYZ is gone within the first year, and you're using it 20, 30 years down the road. We had a 35-year-old heat press come in here for repair. It needed a controller, period. First maintenance he'd ever done. I go, can we buy it back from you? I'm putting it in the showroom. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll trade you.
Trade you. Yeah, trade up.
That's awesome.
He goes, no. No, it's the best relationship I've ever had because she doesn't talk back to me. That's my joke for the day, Terry.
That's very nice.
That's awesome. Well, hey, Chris, you showed a couple of holiday items. Are there any, you know, and when holidays are upon us, any items in particular that you'd recommend for marketing during the holiday season?
I mean, one great one, and I see them all over the place, are these towels where you can do it with vinyl, you can do it with a transfer and brand it.
Hey, Greg, could you grab that and hold that?
Yeah, we've done the bags. We did this really fun, and Greg's going to stand up and show you the apron. And you see those all over the place right now in every retail store imaginable. And then we took it to the second degree and did the fun chef's hat.
We got to get Greg to put that back on. There you go.
Nice. Fun with it. Believe me. And he looks good.
Yeah.
He looks good. Keep that on all day.
Greg, I'll have the double cheeseburger and the shrimp and a burger. Yeah.
No, I think he's ready to make some holiday cookies, man. That looks great.
But Terry, those coasters are also awesome.
It's a great gift item. Who doesn't need a coaster?
So. Exactly. We did mouse pads for the staff one year, you know, and put them on everybody's desk. That's super simple with sublimation.
Yeah. Awesome.
Think of anything else?
All right. Well, so let's talk about, Greg, maybe start with you on this here. So we've talked about all sorts of different decorating methods and whatnot. And we talked about, so I guess, well, we wanted to talk about some of the other decorating methods, but I think we've covered a lot of those already. Maybe, Greg, you could give us a quick rundown of some of the other things that people use your heat presses for. Again, we probably covered most of them so far, but maybe just give us a quick rundown on that.
Yeah. So, we've kind of talked about a lot of the different kinds of transfers, you know, sublimation or white toner or like a traditional screen printed transfer. People also use our presses, which is kind of like the really the new thing, the cutting edge with DTF printers. Yep. So that's a big thing that we're starting to see a lot of. When we were at the show here in Long Beach, I guess it was a month and a half ago or so.
Yep.
There were a few booths that were showing the new DTF printers, and it's pretty cool how quickly they can print good quality transfers that are, like CMYK. So that you can print just about anything. I mean, you can just print a photograph of somebody or whatever, and
sure.
comes out, and you put it in the heat press and put it right on a shirt or, you know, whatever you're pressing it on. But, so that's a huge, like, new one. DTG, which kind of DTF kind of came out of that, I think, but, obviously people use our presses for curing and things like that, as well. I don't know, Chris, do you think of anything to add to that?
Chris, is there any like unique, applications that you've seen in your time with the heat presses?
Branding right now in the medical market also is quite popular. So you go in and unfortunately you need a brace or you need something. Most of those are branded with the clinic that you get the brace out of.
Nice.
You're seeing a lot of things come out of pharmacies, believe it or not, that are branded with a heat press. Okay. So it's really, really unlimited. And I think when we talk about the industry in general, just the explosion of the digital industry has helped our heat press industry immensely.
Yeah.
Because you need a heat press to finish it. Yes, you can make it, but how do you finish it? And most of it's done with a heat press.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Jerry Dahlheimer mentioned maybe pancakes. If you guys ever had anybody make pancakes with your presses. Oh.
Jerry, we were... In my younger years, we were lucky enough to have a World Series license. And during the postseason, when we printed for the World Series champions, we were all here, the whole company, and it was really fun. But don't tell Janet. We made hot dogs with the heat press because nobody had the time to go out and buy food at 2 a.m. So I heated up the buns and made hot dogs. So yes, pancakes. We actually did quesadillas here not very long ago, but don't tell her either.
Nice. Is there possibly a panini attachment that?
Oh, absolutely. Pizza, paninis, you got it.
Yep. Nice.
I love it. Well, speaking of using these heat presses for different items, a lot of decorators, especially screen printers, have cap heat presses. Anything unique you can do with that cap heat press other than applying a transfer or some type of bling to a cap?
I'm going to start and Greg's going to finish, but because of the size of the cap press, you can do a lot as long as it's small. So he's going to finish. But I wanted to go back a minute. Yeah. I think we've kind of skipped over the labeling or branding of tagless labels. And that was a huge explosion probably 20 years ago. There are no more cloth labels. I mean, very few in the industry, even in top, I mean, really high end apparel. Mm-hmm. So that also requires a heat press, no matter if it's whatever you're branding, but most of all in apparel, that back neck label and care and content label. So that was a huge explosion. And Greg's going to finish up on the 418.
Sure. So, yeah, so the 418 is our cap press, just so you know. But yeah, like Chris mentioned, it has a, you know, a smaller platen to fit a hat, but there's a lot of stuff you can do with that too, like back neck label branding, she just mentioned, or chest, you know, chest logos. If you have smaller items you're customizing, like something, you know,
shorts.
Shorts, you know, you're putting little logos on the front of shorts, or you're doing the chef's hat that I was rocking earlier. It's great for that.
Yeah.
Really anything. And it is a curved platen, of course, because it's for a cap. So anything that either fits that curve or that is soft, where it doesn't really matter if you put it on a curve or not, that you're just doing a small transfer on is perfect. And we talk about, you know, having, in order to reduce the marks, having a platen that fits your transfer. Well, if you have really small transfers you're doing, you don't need to necessarily be on the 16 by 20, you know, platen or the, or our 20 by 25 or whatever. You can have our little 3.5 by 6.5, you know, cap press. And I mean, you can do a ton of stuff with that. I would say, the people who get our cap press for something other than caps, it's generally for back neck labels is probably the most popular. And then the next most popular would probably be the chest branding.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Aaron, I think we need the chef's hats for when we do our show about what's cooking for 2022.
I think that would be. I'll give them to you in January. Come to the booth.
All right. Awesome.
Sounds good. Be there, right?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
We'll brand in the booth.
All right. I love it. Love it. So got a couple regulators sharing. Dale at Blackbird Studio Design says cap presses should be called all-purpose presses. They are great for doing mass.
Perfect.
Charles Geraro also followed that up with cap presses have been great for imprinting face masks. So, so many opportunities. And like Greg was saying, when you've got that smaller area anyhow, I mean, that's a great way to use those kinds of tools like that. So, all right, Greg. Well, I know that you're relatively still new to the industry, but about 20 years ago or so, I can't believe it's been that long, Terry, but there was this DTG explosion and printing and curing with heat presses. So can you talk to us a little bit about that? I know you mentioned the DTF explosion kind of coming from DTG. What have you guys seen? I'm assuming a lot of DTG printers have your guys' presses. Mm-hmm.
So with the explosion of the, by the way, Greg is an awesome addition to Insta. I mean, he's, as you can see, he's a very quick learner.
Uh-huh.
We have a wonderful team and a great, great team building experience here. So he is a very big plus for us. So yeah. Nobody take him away, okay?
All right. Can't have him. He's not available.
He's not available. So with the DTG, at the very beginning of it, and Terry knows this very well, we were approached by the manufacturers to come up with a heat press that would work in conjunction with. So we are fortunate enough to work with the major manufacturers in this arena to develop heat presses, because that heat, consistent heat and pressure, it's not just the heat, but the heavy pressure is key. And not a lot of heat presses will give you that heavy pressure. You need two things, and one's for the pre and one's for the post. So
yep.
We did, in fact, develop heat presses, but another key element to that was the actual silicone that we coat our upper platens with. There was a specific type that was necessary for non-stick, because you're going garment on the wet ink onto heat press. So pressure, heat, and then, believe it or not, the coating that's actually on your platen. So being in the industry that we have so long and having partners that come to us has helped us immensely. And our partnerships are so valuable around the globe, not just here in North America, but around the globe.
Nice.
To expand our business portfolio.
Awesome.
Well, you know, Chris, talking about different things that heat presses can do, you know, I think there's an assumption in the industry that heat presses haven't really changed. Heat press is a heat press is a heat press in some people's eyes. Talk to us a little bit about how transfer applications have evolved over the past, say, 10 years.
Want me to start and you finish?
Sure.
So I haven't gone back 10 years with Greg. I've just gotten through the past 1 or 2 years. So I'm going to start this and he's going to add. That's the beauty of being in the industry, because I have been able to see a huge evolution.
Right.
So analog features going into digital features, number one. Everyone knows that people want things very quick in your application because they don't want heat down on that element, you know, excuse me, on the substrate. So quicker turn times in your application process, automation of your heat presses, dual shuttles, large machines that can print multiples. Shuttle is the name of the game. Automation is the name of the game in the industry, bar none.
Nice. Okay. Greg, what are your closing thoughts on that particular idea there?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. And I think especially the digital kind of changes from what I've heard have been huge for the industry. So, you know, things like DTG, which are digital, but also even digital transfers, you know, whether they're coming from a DTF printer, which is kind of the new thing, or we have our own solution that we do of custom digital transfers, because you can get every color you can possibly imagine. You know, you're not limited on colors, you're not limited on, you know, so they can be a little bit more flexible in the width of the lines and things like that than like a screen printed transfer is. I think just all things digital. And I think it, you know, talking to our R&D guy here, his name's Sean, he's like Chris, he's got a long time in the industry and he's super knowledgeable. He says, you know, a lot of the digital stuff right now is like not quite maybe to the quality point that some of like the traditional transfers and things like that are. But he said the rate it's accelerating, I mean, it's going to be there. And
yeah.
And everything's probably eventually, you know, going to go digital. And that's kind of the future.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so Greg, while I've got you then on this topic of digital, Chris alluded, in fact, talked about it earlier. You know, we all want it right now and we want it personalized and we want it customized. Right. So the just-in-time manufacturing, how's that impacted the transfer world?
I would say it's had a positive impact in terms of, I mean, definitely our business, you know, because with a transfer, you can have a whole bunch of transfers in inventory and you don't have to put them on the shirt until you're selling that shirt. So then if that, you know, Terry mentioned with like a date for a sports event or something like that, if it has to change or if that design is no longer in fashion or, the company,
color.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I mean, anything that changes, it's like, okay, you know, I do have these transfers I can't use anymore, but the transfers are cost, you know, that's a very small part of the cost of the entire production. So it's not the end of the world. So I would say, in terms of that, I think that's probably helped the growth of the transfer industry tremendously. People going to that just in time and
Totally. Okay. Speaking of transfers, we had a comment earlier from Jerry Dyke. I don't know if Eric, I've got it handy here. So I would like to, she asked, I would like to get a price sheet and sample pack from you. How do I go about doing that?
So right now on our website, if you email sales@instagraph.com, please give me your address and everything. And this is for anybody. There's an actual form there to fill out to get samples. And we are more than happy to share that with anyone.
Awesome.
Like we said, the other half of our business is the custom transfers, and it's all custom. It's not like you can pick out, you know, a set something from a catalog. It's all your artwork.
Yeah.
We also have a new form where you can send us your artwork and everything's there. And nice. We quote it for you and for a specific product. There is a sheet that tells you, I have a black garment, I have a nylon garment, and tell me what specific transfer will work for that product as well.
Perfect.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, Martha Taylor says, I love my InstaPress. So got a fan there.
Thank you, Martha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I know, Chris, you just kind of gave us a quick rundown on transfers, but in general, give us where people can kind of connect with you guys. I know you mentioned some videos that you guys have done. So I don't know, maybe since Greg's the new guy, he needs to do the pitch, but where can they find you guys and what, where do you want to direct people to be able to learn more about Instagraph?
So we have really this year tried to put a concerted effort into our social media. And we are doing a lot of videos. There's a ton of industry articles that are being written that we actually regurgitate, if you will, and put up on our website.
Sure.
So everything current is on the website, instagraph.com. Any comment, anything that you need comes into the sales@instagraph.com. But if you check YouTube videos, everything is there. We'll see what's available and the blog articles as well.
All right, cool.
I would just say, if you're looking for us on social media, it's going to be our full name, Instagraphic Systems. So okay. Like if you go to YouTube, type in Instagraphic Systems, and we have a channel there, you know, with videos about how to use our transfers and all of our different machinery. Really good quality stuff. Our marketing guy Adrian does like an awesome job. So yeah.
Great. All right. Well, check out Instagraphic Systems on social media or hit the website graph.com. And you guys, thank you so much. This has been so informative, really great information. Appreciate your time. Look forward to you guys again soon. Doing some live trading soon too. In Long Beach.
come on to the booth. We're there. We're waiting for both of you. And we'll film live.
Fantastic. That sounds awesome. Thanks so much, guys, for coming on the show today. It's been lots of fun. And sometimes this is the only way we get to see our industry friends these days. So
unfortunately, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Appreciate the invitation.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Bye-bye. Fun stuff. Hey, you know, and something as what I guess you, some people would think as simple as a heat press, there's lots of opportunity there. Lots of things you can do that maybe people hadn't thought about. And so hopefully we've shared some great information and certainly appreciate our guests, Greg and Chris today from Instagraphics. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. We had great information. I honestly, this is, I feel bad because I did not realize that there was a coding situation with DTG back in the day. I had no idea about that. So I learned something new today. You think,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, 22 years, I would have known most of these things, but there you go. So
Chris has put heat presses in our trade show booths at Equipment Zone many, many times. So when you guys go to a trade show and you see somebody using a heat press and in their booth, chances are that whoever manufactured that heat press probably wheeled it over there right before the show started.
For sure. All right, Terry. Well, what is it that you've got coming up here in the latest and greatest big book of Terry's travels or good intentions or wherever it's at
Terry's
right
big
now?
Book of, good intentions again.
Okay.
I need to put a graphic on the cover now that that's been brought up, brought to my attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so next Tuesday, Aaron, September 28th at 3:00 Eastern, I'll be doing an Equipment Zone webinar with our good friend Jay Bissell, and I'm going to be talking about DTG maintenance costs. So for that, it's a free webinar. Go to equipmentzone.com. My complete screen printing business course will be at Workhorse Products in Phoenix on October 23rd and 24th. That class is filling up fast, everyone. So if you want to come to that class, and it's going to be beautiful weather here in Phoenix, get signed up pretty quick because it will be sold out fairly quickly.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that same class at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago, November 6th through 7th. I'm going to guess that one's filling up as well. I haven't checked in with the guys at Atlas, but every class at Atlas is sold out. So again, if you want to go to Chicago in November for that class, I'd love to see your faces there. And you can find out all of my upcoming events at terrycombs.com. How about you, Aaron?
Well, I've got a quick cancellation here. I had scheduled tomorrow a Breaking Through Limiting Beliefs workshop, but we had to cancel it due to lack of signups. So we'll go back to the drawing board and see about something in October potentially here. But so kind of a little bummed about that. But hey, you know, it's people have to find the time and make the $30 investment. So, you know, totally get it. But yeah, so just a quick note there, no Breaking Through Limiting Beliefs workshop happening tomorrow. Things that are coming up here in, just about 29 minutes here, Eric Campbell and I will be doing the half. And it's the first time in Eric and I's life where we're actually on time. It's 30 minutes, no exceptions. We've had some unintentional cutoffs. We've had some intentional cutoffs. And then we just have had a lot of fun. It's a wide open Q&A session, no agenda, no. It's actually just a fantastic opportunity to interact with everybody. So if you want to come on over and check that out, you can tune in at liveosg.com. If you're a YouTube person, that'll take you to the OSG YouTube page, or you can search for Eric Campbell over there on YouTube and find it on his channel as well. Or if you're a Facebook watcher type person, go to facebook.com/ Our Success Group Pro, and you can watch right from our business page there, or again, Eric's page as well. So ERICH Campbell .com is where you can find his website, but search for him on YouTube or Facebook, and you can find us over there now in 28 minutes, Terry, as the time counts down. and then this is the final week for applications for our Masters of Success Mastermind program. This is like having your very own business advisory board. They're biweekly calls with 3 to 6 other, depending on how it all shakes out, 3 to 6 other like-minded decorators. And we have seen so much incredible growth and transformation from the groups we've been working with. We're almost into a full year of the mastermind program. So I can't wait to get some new groups in place and see the growth and things happening there. There is limited availability. We have to make the groups work. And so the applications close at the end of the month. If you go to oursuccessgroup.com/MOS, that's where you can check out all the details and fill out your applications. So make sure that you're doing that this month before we get the next round of groups going. So that's what I've got. Let's see what Eric's got here. Eric has got the Take Up happening, his show. So Education Friday continues. We go from Two Regular Guys to the half to the Take Up. And that's at 2:30 Mountain Time. Today is episode 83. Trims, pass, and preparation. Eric always has the best titles for his show, Terry. We need to. So trims, patching, and preparation, in which he'll talk about trimming preferences, sequencing, and embroidery designs, and how to get your head around it. So head over to ericcampbell.com and click the Take Up tab at the top for the playlist and where you can check it out live and tune in, become a reciprocator. For those of you that are familiar with the show, that's what the regular watchers of the Take Up are called, the reciprocators, just like we've got the regulators here. We haven't had the big battle royale yet, but we'll see,
or the veteran embroiderers, the paper punchers, right?
The paper punchers. There you go.
You guys can't see him, but he's shaking his head again.
Yeah, shaking his head for sure. All right. Hey, Terry, we've got, we're just into bonus time here. Maybe this is what we've seen on the schedule. There's some stuff still yet to be scheduled, but maybe give us the 2022 trade show rundown that we've got so far here.
Yeah, absolutely. Impressions Expo in Long Beach is the granddaddy of them all. It comes, that's going to be January 21st through 23rd. Everybody's kind of counting on that being our big comeback show. Graphics Pro Expo, and we have a list of those. Impressions hasn't announced all the rest of their dates yet, but Graphics Pro Expo in Irving, March 10th through 12th. Denver this year again. It's been a couple of years since we've been in Denver. April 14th and 15th. Indianapolis, June 2nd. Through 4th, the Meadowlands, which is outside New York City, July 21st through 22nd, Long Beach, California for Graphics Pro Expo's show. That's going to be August 4th through 6th. Back to Charlotte, North Carolina for always a great show, September 16th and 17th. And then, of course, Printing United will be in Las Vegas, October 19th through 21st. And hopefully, Aaron, you and I will be broadcasting live from that show like we were scheduled to do in Orlando.
In Orlando, yeah. Yeah, I was actually talking to Josh Carruth, who's now with Printing United. And yeah, they're actually pretty excited about Las Vegas. Kind of feel like because of the fact that they had to cancel Orlando, that they're going to have to go even bigger in Las Vegas. And they feel like they've got a little extra time and still going to be the podcast booth and two regular guys there and all that kind of fun stuff. So really looking forward to that in about a year, a little over a year's time from now. So stay tuned for more information, but looking forward to that. Yeah. All right, Terry. Well, we've come to the close of another show. We want to thank Greg Farmer and Chris Saunders with Instagraphic Systems for their time and all the amazing information they shared with us today. It was a lot of fun. And thanks to Greg for donning the cap for us. For those of you listening to the podcast version, you have to come check it out. He wore it well.
He did. And put it on more than once. So.
Yeah.
All right. We also want to thank our show producer, Eric Campbell, who keeps the wheels on the bus and keeps us rolling forward every week. Thanks, Eric.
Yes, definitely. So next week, Terry, is going to be our quarterly Women in Garment Decorating show. We've got two amazing young ladies joining us, Allison and Wendy. And so more details coming on that. But great businesses. We're going to talk all things from maybe employees to being woman-owned businesses, and really excited to talk to them next week, Terry. So I can't wait. So make sure you're tuned in same time, Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Exactly. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the two regular guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.